Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 37 degrees under fair skies. Expect rain today throughout our listening region. And joining me in the studio is Rob Farmer, by day, director of Sitka's Kettleson Library, and by night, Santa Claus. Welcome to Morning Edition, Rob.
Thank you, Melissa. Pleasure to be here.
Well, I saw you as Santa Claus most recently at Kettleson's Christmas event, but you have been doing Santa Claus for quite a while, haven't you?
About 10 years now, although I'll have to correct you. The real Santa Claus was the Kettleson Library. I just didn't happen to be there.
That's right.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I have been playing Santa Claus for about 10 years. It's been a magical experience for me. From buying my first suit in a costume store in Phoenix, Arizona, to going to Santa Claus school the year after that, and then for different gigs from that point on.
So we're going to talk about Santa Claus School in just a minute, but first I'd like to ask you, what propelled you into the role of Santa Claus? Why did you decide that you wanted to be Santa Claus?
That's a good question. The first time I really thought about it was probably about 12 years ago when my wife and I were watching CBS Sunday Morning, and Bill Geist was actually at a Santa Claus school, the one I ended up later going to, and we talked about, the prospect of my being a Santa Claus. And at that time, we thought more of as a job, really. Because, at the time, I had the build and look of a Santa Claus, which when you're in your early 30s may not seem to be a compliment, but it was okay. And when we moved to Phoenix and we thought about it more, so we looked into it and looked at... really as an option. There was someone who was actually advertising for Santa's for photography. And so at that point, well, we'll give it a shot. And then, so we went did some research and looked online for where Santa Claus suits. And it turned out that, a large provider of suits was a costume store that was based in Phoenix, which we didn't know. So we went down there and the owner of the store, she, looked at me, helped me pick a beard, and said, you're going to make a lot of money at this. You pick some suits you think would be nice. We'll buy them. You come in, try them on, pick the one you want. We'll rent the other ones out, and we'll be fine. And this was in October, their prime Halloween month. So it was packed that day. But they called me in to try on suits before they actually opened. And so we came in on Saturday morning and started trying on several of the suits that we had picked out, and I think I was on my third suit, but it took longer to get in and out of the suits than you would expect. And when I came out with the third suit, I didn't bring the beard or wig. I had the pants on, the shirt on over like a t-shirt, not even zipped up. But because the time frame had gone so long, the store had opened, and now the public were in there. And I come out of the dressing room, and these two kids, there's a little girl and her brother, I think, 5 or 4, and the girl looked at me and was like, "Santa?" And at that point, we knew which suit we were going to get, and secondly, we knew, okay, this is right. Because without me in the whole trappings, blonde hair, no beard, this little girl knew I was Santa.
And that felt right to you.
That felt right. And then she brought her sister, who was 2, later on, and said, "She's usually afraid of Santa, but she won't be afraid of you." Mm. Heart melts completely. And we just knew. And what I learned later is that, being a Santa Claus, not being the Santa Claus, it's being a Santa Claus to help the real Santa Claus, is a calling, much like a religious calling.
And so for you, it started out as a business decision, and it transformed into a calling.
It did. and I haven't regretted it one bit.
Tell us a bit about Santa School. You were telling me there are about four around.
There are about four. The one I went to is the Charles W. Howard Santa Claus School, class of 2005, and which is the oldest Santa Claus school. There's another one in Denver, I think one in California, one in Canada. But I was, you know, the youngest Santa Claus in my class. I was brand new, but they had Santa Clauses of all ages, all types, and even and four Mrs. Clauses when I went. And my wife, she was said, you know, when we got to the hotel the night before it started, she, you know, we were in with lots of real bearded Santas, and she was like, "This is so scary. They all know if you've been naughty or nice." But you know, you're in a decorated cottage with all the Christmas decor you could ever hope to see, led by a couple who have their own reindeer. And they teach you, you know, the, what it is to be a Santa, how important it is, how to interact with the children, that it is a calling, you know, that, you know, it's okay to sing at the drop of a hat. It's okay to go and look at toys. And they teach you the other side too, with the business end of things, the legal end of things, how to pick a suit, how to, you know, use makeup if you need it. I'm fortunate that I have the right complexion and eyebrow color. I don't need makeup or eyebrows, but others did. And it was, and then you dealing with other people like you, you know, and who can help mentor you and tell you what to do, because everyone's experiences are different. That's, you know, one thing about being Santa is you never know what to expect, ever, because you have to, you know, you have to do things on the fly. You have to be able to improv. The children will ask you all manners of questions, and you have to know how to respond to them.
So essentially being at Santa School is living in Christmas, and there's a lot more to being a Santa than we may assume.
It is, and, you know, it became a family thing because my mom, who I think was Mrs. Claus reincarnated, and has been forever. The first break of my first day coming out of Santa Claus school, I called my dad and said, "I don't know what you have planned for her for Christmas, but if there's anyone in the world who needs to be here, it's Brenda Farmer." And he did. So he paid for her tuition for 2006, and she went and was a graduate of 2006. And then he actually ended up, you know, getting the calling as well. So now he hasn't been to the school, but he is still a Santa.
Are there multicultural Santas at Santa School?
There are. There were a couple of African-American Santas when I was there. I'm sure there are others. I know that there are Santas of different faiths. There are Santas who are atheists. There are Santas who are gay. You know, it's the calling is the calling. And
what's the calling for you? How would you describe that calling?
The calling for me is, you know, keeping the sense of magic and wonder alive and connecting, you know, seeing that in children and, you know, feeling it. And because when you lose that, you're old. And I, for me, that my philosophy is, you know, I'm never going to say I'm too old for anything. And I think that is how Santa Claus's philosophy is. He's, you know, he stays with the toys. He hangs with the kids. He keeps up with everything, you know, that, and has to. And he stays young, even though his, you know, hair turned white and his beard was white. He's still young at heart, and that's the thing. Because once you lose the magic, you know, that's, you know, and stop believing, you know, that's when you're old. And it's just a wonderful thing to actually see kids and hear that every year.
Now you mentioned that you never know what to expect as Santa Claus. What's one experience as Santa that has stuck with you?
Well, there are several, but I think one that I thought was the funniest. I was a Santa at a Christmas party for, you know, like a church group, and there was a young boy. I think he was like 6 or 7, and he asked me a question that made me laugh completely out loud. He asked me, he said, "You know, Santa, when you come down the chimney, do you ever hit yourself on the bad place?" And I laughed, and his mother was completely and totally mortified and turned to her husband and said, "That is your son." But, you know, so it was a completely legitimate, you know, sincere question from the from this boy. And I said, well, that's a very good question, and not if I can help it. So it's, but yeah, it's just a fantastic thing. And I mean, I'll be doing it for the rest of my life.
Santa, can you give us a ho, ho, ho before you go?
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Rob Farmer, the director of Kettleson Library, also Santa Claus. Rob attended Santa School, and now Santa for him is calling.
Support for KCAW comes from the Fly-In Fish-In, offering an oceanfront full-service bar and restaurant, serving breakfast daily from 5 to 11 a.m. and dinner Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 9 p.m. at 485 Cat Leanne Street. Reservations available at 747-7910.